Let us start again from the Mishnah Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Minayin L'Avodah Zarah Shemetame B'Masa Kenide. Rabbi Kiva says, how do we know that Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa kenida? Shenemar Tizraim K'maydova Tzei Toimaloi. Tizraim is a lotion of pizur, that you should throw it out, spread it out like a nida. You should be machik it like a nida. Tzei toim aloi. Ma nida metame b'masa, af avayde zore metame b'masa. Zogt Rashi, Omer Rabbi Kiva, menayim l'avayde zore, shim daboy le misni bahadayu minayin shemachitzim es hamile. So in one of the members of Rabbi Kiva, we're going to have a Mishnah that speaks about the heter of being malchitz arach animal on the third day after the mila, kayeluhu lahanach the domyelo. So we speak about all the minayins already, even though these minayins do not have too much of a connection with Masechta Shabbos. B'masa ha'odom hanoiso. If a person will carry avodah zarah, even though he's not touching the avodah zarah, he's mekabel tumah. Tizrem kemaidove va'avodah zarah mishtoi. The pasuk is speaking about avodah zarah. Zok the Gemara. Tanan hosam mi shehaya beisai samuch la'avodah zarah. Rashi is a gilsa kaisaloi samuch la'avodah zarah. Shehaya oisai kaisal mechitze af lebeis avodah zarah. This kaisel was a mechitza l'avodah zarah, v'notal. Also, livnoisai, he's not allowed to rebuild it. So Rashi says, the kamahani l'avodah zarah. Keitzad yase, kainis l'seich shaloi dalad ames uboine. So when he rebuilds the wall, he builds it, he goes in for ames, and then he is boine. Hoya shaloi v'shel avodah zarah, if the wall was a shutfistika wall, Rashi says, shoyachatzi mekoyma koysel shel avodah zarah, half of the mokim of the koysel belong to the avodah zarah, nidain machtze al machtze. Hamatze, Rashi says, hamatze shaloi, the half of the mokim was avodah zarah, and half was his. So nidin machza 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 shaloi nechshevis bar ba'amish al knise. So his chelik, he can take that into consideration, his chelik was of the kaisel, so he's not building there, so that's called he was kainis. Vishachavu chachomim la'achikoi mishaloi al ba'amish likonis b'seif shaloi, but the machza shalakum cannot take into consideration. But that, the emerson, is not our sugya. The sugya starts now from the next line. Avonov ve'eitzov va'aforov mitamim kisheretz. That the avonim and the eitzim and the ofor are mitamim kisheretz, shenemer shakeit tishaktenu. So, the Gemara is darshaning that this pasuk is speaking about avodah zarah, and it said shaket tishaktenu. So Rashi says loshen sheket kisheret she'enoi metame b'maser. It says it is like a sheret, and a sheret is metame b'mage, not metame b'maser. So memela, that is what the Tana is telling us: metamim kisheret. It has tumas sheret, which is tumas mage, and not tumas masa. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Rabbi Kiva says in this Mishnah, no, I disagree with you. Kenido. Avodah zarah is metame kenide, shenemar tizreim kemoidovo, manido metamo b'maso. So just, dovo is anide. And it says you should be mefazerit, just like anide. Manida metamo b'masa, afavayde zore metamo b'masa. Zot Rashi, nido metamo b'masa, odom hanoiso. A person will carry a nida, he'll become tama, even though he's not touching her. How do we know that a noise as a nida is, that he's tama, he's mekabel tume? the iskish lezov, because we find the pasuk says that a nide is hukish lezov, and the pasuk says vahadova benidosa vahazov ezayvay. So it seems that so we're makish a nide to azov. Fine. Azov. Vizov mitame b'masa. How do we know that azov is mitame b'masa? V'chiv v'chol anegeya v'chol ashayiya tachtov yitmo ata orek. This is a different thing. This is if a person touches mishkav hazov, that something that azov was lying on, and he touches it, so he'll become tameh. Mishkav Hazov is a din of an avatume, and he touches it, he becomes a rishin l'tume. Then it says further in the pasuk, v'hanoisei oisom, a person who will carry them, and then them includes av hazov b'mashma oisom. So a person will carry a zov, even though he did not touch the zov, he becomes tume. That's tumas mat. He doesn't become a mishkav of the zov, but al kaponim, that's called tumas masa. That by carrying a zov, one becomes tame. Now the pasuk says, Tizreim kemoi dovo, that avodah zarah has the similarities, the halachas of a nide. So memele, so Rabbi Kiva learns out from this pasuk that just like a nide is metame b'masa, so avodah zarah is metame b'masa. Omar Rabbe, Tizreim the Omar Kro, Nachinu minoch kizor, tzei toimaloi hikonais al toimaloi. Now exactly what Rabbi is coming to say, he's coming to tell us that the pasuk is telling us chumres. In Agavuche, in Taich, he's also telling us that we should not accept the poshet Taich. Tizreim is a lotion of pizu, mefazel v'zoire leruach. That is the poshtetaych of Tizreim. The Meforish and then Yaakov says because you don't throw a nide, the marshal type dachnit. Tizreim, the Omar Kro is a lotion of Zoris, of Fremkeit. Nochinu minoch kizor. That the Avodah Zorah is not in Gansen like a nide. A nide is only a herchik zmani. There are times when a nide is asa, there's times when a nide is muta. When she becomes muta, she can become muta yidei tvila. But tizraim is a lotion of zor. It should be always strange and muzer to you. There shouldn't be any kiruv whatsoever. Say toim aloi, he koneis al toim aloi. That there should never be a need that's permitted to be in the house. But here, tzei toim aloi, hikoneis al toim aloi. So, Al Kaponim Rabbi is telling us that the pasuk is telling us there should be a complete richuk. Why it is necessary, Taisus has a cheshbon over here, but we cannot understand the Taisus till we learn the whole sugya. Al Kaponim, that's another taich, or a hesofen, the taich of the pasuk that Rabbi is telling us. But now, let us start the sugya. Now, Rabbi is going to explain the machlokes, the chachomim, and Rabbi Kiva. The chachomim said that it's metame kisheretz, and Rabbi Kiva says it is metame kenide. So Rabbi says as follows. Bimaso, if a person will carry an avodah zarah, the kula alma loy pligi dimitamo. So Sai the Chachomim and Sai Rabbi Kiva agree that there is tumas masa an avodah zarah. Why do they agree? The ho iske shlenide. There's a posik. No one will disagree with the posik. Tizreim kemaidovo. So there's a hekish avodah zarah tenide. So what is the machloikis? Why the Chachamim say it's metame kisheret and Rabbi Kivi says it's metame kenide? Everyone knows it's metame kenide. It's metame kemasa kenide. Ki pligi be'even mismo. The machloikis, the Chachamim And Rabbi Kiva is Be'Evan Mismach, which we'll see soon in Rashi what this means. Evan Misma is a unique Tumeh which exists by Zov and Nideh. This is not Poshete Tumeh Masa. This is a Tumeh that one gets even though theoretically they're not carrying the Nideh and the Zove. There's a Tumeh of Evan Misma. This is a unique Tumeh Masa which exists by Zova and Nideh. And this unique Tumas Masa, here we have a machlokes. Rabbi Kiva Sova Kenide, that Avodah Zarah is like Nide and it has all the Tumas that Nide has. So just like Nide is not only Metame Bemasa when one is carrying the Nide, no, there's a Tumas Evan Misma, even though theoretically he's not carrying it. So Avodah Zarah also has this did. The Rabbonon Sovri, and the Rabbonon hold no. And that we have a Hekish Tisharet, Kisharet. Masharet Leimetamo Be'Evan Mismo, Avavidezoza Leimetamo Be'Evan Mismo. So it means that this Hekish, we have here two Limudim. There's one Limud that it has Dinei Nideh, there's one Nideh that it has Dinei Sharet. So Memele, the Chachomim said that Fakir, it has dinei sheret legabi tumas evan misma, just like a sheret is not metama evan misma, so it is also not metama evan misma. It has dinei nida that is metama b'masa. That's the chachamim. And Rabbi Kiva says no, it has dinei nida legamri. It's metama sai b'masa sai evan misma. And the Gemara is going to ask later. So what does Rabbi Kiva do with the pasuk that it's a shaki to shakten, or has dinei tumis sheretz? It's not true. It has all dinei tumis neither. Lamayin apkeminde does it have tumis sheretz? That the Gemara is going to speak about. Now let us see Rashi. Now what is this tumah of Evan Misma? The Evan Misma, so Rashi says, Evan shesamuho al gabi yisebet. An Evan that was put al gabi yeseidois on something that's supporting it. It is resting on yeseidois. The kelim tachteho. And there are kelim underneath this evet. Kedachsiv. Where did we get this lashon of evan misma? The posuk says, vehesoyis, by Daniel it says they brought, they should bring evan chodo, one stone. The sumas, and it should be put al pum guba on top of the boil. There was a pit, or the kneel was in the bottom of the pit. It was resting on top of the boil. So memele, so this evan is also resting on something. Shesamu al gabi yisei. Now, what happened further? Venida oizov oizov yoishmin oleho. You have a Nideh and a Zov who is sitting on top of this Eved. Afal pi shiloi ichbidu ala kelim. Now there are kelim underneath this Eved. Tmeyim a kelim v'chsid koil asher yiyeh tachto. Now this halacha, the Meiri says, he brings a machlokes harishonim who were chaylik what's pshat in Rashi. He brings two mahalchim in Rashi. One mahalach in Rashi is that these kelim are, you have kelim underneath this evan, and they are touching the stone. And we, so if we look at the picture, we have a zov sitting on top of a stone resting on two supports, and then we have piled underneath it kelim from the ground to the stone. Now, if the kelim are touching the stone, we have to appreciate the chiddush of Evan Misma. Kli avonim are not mekabel tumah. That's yesoid aleph. So there's no tumah at all in the Evan. There is no pressure at all on the kelim underneath the stone, because the stone is completely supported by the two supports. So what kind of tumah is there underneath, what kind of tumah is there on the kelim. That means if we would take away the stone, or if we would take away the support of the stone, that poshet tumas masa. That means that everything is supporting or is carrying the zav. Just like there's a halacha that if a zav would lie down on esel matzois, 10 blankets, one underneath the other. So everything is carrying the zav, so that's called then noisim es azov. So memele, that is tumas masa, which applies by all inyanim. By an avela, you'll also have such an inyan. If a nevela is lying on something, the weight of the nevela is exerting pressure on whatever is underneath it. So memele, even though it is not touching it, it's called noisei as a nevela. That is tumas masa. That it is carrying it. It is the weight is resting on it, and that's tumas masa. Tumas Evan Misma is speaking about that there is no weight whatsoever on the kalim which are underneath the stone. So, and the stone is tohir, and the kalim are tameh. So the lamdis, the meiri, the ritva says, the lamdis of this halacha is, Ke'ilu ha'kelim noisim es hazov. That is the chiddush akra. It's a ke'ilu. It's not noisim. It's not noisim. But it's ke'ilu noisim es hazov. Then the Me'iri has a mahalach that even there's aver in between. That means there's a space because Rashi is very unclear. Rashi says, Evan shesamu al gav yesedis ve'kelim tachtel. This kelim tachtel. Rashi never said that the kelim amamish plush underneath the Evan. And then Rashi brings the pasuk, kol asher yeh tachtov. Kol asher yeh, whatever is underneath is up. So if whatever is underneath is up. So even there's aver in between. That's one mahalach he wants to be, because Rashi didn't say anything. Then he wants, but he personally wants him in medai from the lashon of Rashi. Rashi's Aval Pishalay Hichbidoy ala Kalim. I says it is touching the Kalim, but there's no Hachbode, there's no weight on the Kalim. Hotem Me'iri Tzvei Mahalchim Do. But whatever it is, it's Meiridik Mechudishtik, because between you and me there is no Masa over here. They are in Yisod not carrying the Zov. The Zov is on top of the stone, and the stone is being supported by two supports. And these kelim underneath are not carrying at all. Either they're touching the stone or not touching the stone. It's also between you and me. Does that make such a big difference? Because, Gait Meron, there's no tumas mag over here because the stone is toher. Because kli avodim are not mikabel tumas. But there is a lumdis ki ilu heim noisim hazov. That is a chiddush by nida in zava that there's ki ilu noso. That is tumas Misma, Evan Misma according to Rashi. So Memele, so that is the Machloikis, the Chachomim and Rabbi Kiva. The Chachomim hold that is the Hekis to Sheretz. That means we have Sira the Kelimudim. One Pasuk says it's like a Sheretz. One Pasuk says it's like a Nidah. So we have to make up Shang over here. So the Chachomim says it has characteristics of Tumas Nidah, it has characteristics of Tumas Sheretz. What are the characteristics? It has characteristics of Tumas Sheretz. The Tumas Sheretz is not Metame, but Be'Evan Misma. That's a characteristic of Sheretz. Not even Metame B'Masa, but Evan Misma V'Adigimis. So this characteristic of Sheretz applies by Avodah Zarah also. The characteristic of Nidhi, that it is Metame B'Masa, a real Masa it is Metame. Ake'ilu, that's the Limud, it's Dumi the Sheretz. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's dumya de nida. It's just like it is, just like nida is metama bimase. And the Evan Misma was this ke'ilu noisin as anida. So the Avodah Zarah also has this thing. Why do you need the hekish, why do you need the, what's pshat in the lima to sheretz? That we have to figure out. The Gemara is going to speak about that soon. That is the Vayal HaRashi is learning. Frag die Gemorre, Ula Rabbi Kive, Le Mai, Hilchese, Iskish, Le Sheret. So why was the Torah Makish at the Sheret? If Avoy de Zore, it has Dinim of Tumas Nidra, at Vatame Bemasa, or Beheven Mismo, so why do you need this Hekish to Sheret? L'mishamshel. So the Kiva says the Hekish is not, Shakit Shaktenu is not speaking about Avodah Zarah. It's speaking about Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. Mishamshe Avodah Zarah have Tumah Sheretz. That means they only mekabel Tumah b'mage, not b'masa, Avodah is not even Misma. That's Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. So that's how Rabbi Kiva took care of both psukim. The pasuk of Shakis to Shakten is speaking about Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, which is Metame b'mage. And this pasuk Tizrem k'maydov is speaking about Avodah Zarah Atma, which is Metame b'masa u'b'even Misma. The Chachamim say no, both are speaking about Avodah Zarah, and it has characteristics of both. It is not Metame b'even Misma, k'sheretz, it is Metame b'masa, k'nidah. Ula Rabbonon, l'may hilchus e'iske shlanide. Now the Gemara explains, the Rabbonon, l'may hilchus e'iske shlanide. So the Gemara says, l'masa. That means that it has tumas masa. Not tumas even misma, tumas masa. Like the Gemara, v'luksha rachmona l'nevela. L'chayre, the Torah made a very modern concoction. The Torah wants to tell us it's metame b'masa. So it tells us two limudim. It's like a sheretz, it's like a nidah, it can be both, so it means like a sheretz, not even misma, like a nidah that's metame b'masa. Bemison, we have a tumah in Hilchas Tumis, which is this, nevela. Nevela's metame b'masa, it's not metame b'even misma. If a person is carrying a nevela, he doesn't touch it, that's tumas masa. If there'll be a nevela and an even misma, and then there'll be something underneath it, gonish mitgonish. So there's no tumah. So why did the Torah have to say two limudim, one to sheretz and one to nidin to make up shore? Let the Torah say tizren k'may nevela, whatever it is, you'll have a limud that's like nevela, and I'll have klal the exact tumah whatever the Zohar possesses. Tumis masa, tumis mage, which this nevela is, it doesn't have tumis ever mis. That's the Gemara's kasha. But look, Shirachmona lo nevela. Einoch enami. So the Chachamim said, you're right. You're right. That means if the only reason that the Torah wrote these two halachas would be to tell me tumas masa, the Torah could have avoided it. It could have written the hekesh to nevela, and I would know tumas avodah zarah. But the Torah wanted to be makish to nida for another purpose. Since I had to be makish to need, already I needed to counteract that limud, be makish to shed. Why? What other limud? Eloma nido eino leivorim, afavidizore eino leivorim. What does this mean? Let us see Rashi. Veluksha lamasa avoloi levin misma. That's the chachomim. The lahochi yahani akesha de shed. Frag the gemara veluksha lenevela. So be makish to nevela, the is bo masa, the last bo even misma, nevela is mamish this tumma what avodah zarah has, the hachi odif, and this will be preferable, the su lai tzorich la kushi lesheretz, don't be makish lesheretz, lamutim even misma, say klov, it's like nevela. So the Chum says, you're right. But there's another limud I hear from Nida. Ma Nida eino metame leivo. What does that mean? You have an isha that was a nida, and you cut off an eiver from this isha. Im nechtach eiver mimena. So now, this eiver, there are two tumis on this eiver. Tumi number one is eiver minachai. There's a halacha that an eiver minachai is metame like a mace is metame. An eiver minachai is metame like a mace. So memele, im nechtach eiver, that's a negeya os. That's a mitzvah. It's in nechtach eva mimeno, mitama b'maso, ubo oihel, mishum teres eva minachai. That's the din of eva minachai. Avoloi mishum teres eva minanide. But als nide, the tumas nide, which was existing, till now, on this woman, her finger was, had a din of tumas nide. If her finger would be on top of a stone, so the kalem underneath it would be tomei. Now, that's kozman, the eva is part of the woman. But now that it became separated, So now the tumas nida falls off. Avolay mishim teiras eva mina nida. The nafkemina dloy metama be'evin misma. So that means that tumas nida, as such, is only by a nida, a guf shalem. But the minute it becomes an aver of a nida, it loses tumas nida. There'll be other tumas aver minachai, but tumas nida is only existent when it is a davar shalem. Now, by other tumas, we don't have such a thing. Tumas nevela. You need a whole nevela in order to be metame. Hakezayis mina nevela is metame. Tumas meis, hakezayis mina meis. Tumas sheretz, hakezayis mina sheretz. There is no such tumas that you need a davar shalem. Tumas nida is only when she is anida, and eva min anida is not metame. So the pasuk wanted to tell us a meira dikekula. That what? That avoid zore is like anida. Lekula. What's that lekula? That just like anida only there, only anida bishleimus does metame tumas nida, all tumas nida. So memeila avoid zore only bishleimus is metame. If you'll take apart, if the Avodah Zarah is made out of Evorim, and you'll take apart the Evorim, now you'll touch one Eivor of an Avodah Zarah, so it's Toil Legamri. It's because, why? Because it's Doimel and Nida. Just like Nida ain't a Metamel Evorim, Avodah Zarah ain't a Metamel Evorim. So you don't have Tumas Evorim by Avodah Zarah. So that's why so it's very essential to be Makish Avodah Zarah to Nida, to tell us this din, that's not Metamel Evorim. But now that Yamakish and Lenida is ain't Hekish Lamachta, say it's like Nida, so it's Matame Bevin Misma, it's like Nida. So that's why we need the Pasuk of Sheretz. No? The Hekish wasn't Legamri like Nida. The Hekish is, it is like Nida, it's not Matame Bevorim, it's like Nida also, that it's Matame Bemaso, but it's not like Nida, that Nida is Matame Bevin Misma. So that's why the Tanya to make this concoction, to tell us it's like Sheretz and it's like Nida, That and that's how we figured out this halach. It's metame b'masa. It's not metame be'evin misma, because you needed the hekish to need it for a different purpose, to tell us that's not metame be'evin. So memele. So that's why these halachas had to be derived from these tipsukim which halachayras tirin. That is what the rabbanon know. Ein ochinami, als hilches tum alone, it would be preferable to be makish avayde zorah to nevela. Now I would know all hilches tum of avayde zorah. No, I need the hekish to tell me, alama nida ein oleivorim, av avayde zorah ein oleivorim. Frag the gemore, oh, so you're telling me that you need the hekish to need it to tell me that avayde zorah is not metam oleivorim. This you saw, this halacha, Rav Chama bar Guya clouded for a shayla. He clouded a shayla, Avodah Zarah yeshna leivorim, I ain't leivorim. He clouded for a shayla. According to you, Rabbi, you Rabbi are telling me that Bemison, the Rabbonon hold the klor ain't leivorim. Tipshit lei mahod le Rabbonon ain't leivorim. We see Rav Chama bar Guya had a shayla, and according to you, it's poshut. So Rabbi answered, Rav Chama bar Guya alibe de Rabbi Akiva boilo. Rav Chama bar Guya cleared according to Rabbi Akiva. That means according to Rabbi Akiva, I don't have a hechech that it was hukish lenida lekula. Maybe the whole hekish is only lechumre, because sheretz is coming for a different purpose. But according to the Rabbona, that they make up shore, that it's a bissel hukish l'nid and a bissel hukish l'sheretz. And therefore, according to them, we have a kasha. So there should have been makish to nevele, and there would have been, this would be a chloralimus. According to the Rabbona, tak it's muchach, that it's not metama leivorim. Avchome bargu yekler the shayle, he kler the shayle, according to Rabbi Akiva. Let us see Rashi. Av avayde zore eina leivor. Kigoyim, avayde zore shel chuyis. Avayde zore had limbs, parts, eva mimene, eina metame klau, mishum avayde zore. Because in that, nikude, avayde zore is hilches nida. So the Gemara asks the boy Rav Chama lekamon. The Gemara says, "Alibe the Rabbi Kiva boy lo." The Atche lenide leven misma. Rabbi Kiva holds that is a hekish gomul to need. Mi amrin en lahon ami iskish. I do me lechumer makshin en lefulu loy makshin. And according to Rabbi Kiva, we don't have any hechech what he holds for Gabi this halacha. Rav Chama ben Gulye is clavering according to Rabbi Kiva. This is Shita's Rabbi. The Rabbi Elezer Oma, now Rabbi Elezer is choylik on Rabbi, how Rabbi learned Pshat in the Machlekes, the Rabbon and Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Elezer says as follows, Be'evan mismo de kula alma loy plik. That's what you said, Rabbi, that Rabbi Kiva holds, that Avoy deserves metama be'evan mismo. I wish to disagree with you. Be'evan mismo de kula alma loy plik. There's no machloikis. The loy metama, it's not metama. I feel Rabbi Kiva is also by the loy metama. And let us see the Marshal's gills on the side, the loy metame, the ho iskish l'sheret. This svore, that you Rabbi said, that the hekish l'sheret is mafkia, that it is not doime legamri lenide, everyone holds that. Everyone holds that avodah zarah is not metame bevin misma, the iskish l'sheret. So kolchov the hekish goes, just like sheret is not metame bevin misma. Some emaila who are din avodah zarah also. Keep ligi bimasa. The shaila is, but does it have any characteristics of nida? Rabbi kibisova kin nida ma nida metama bimasa avodah zarah metama bimasa. Rabbi kiba was the one that made the pshara. The rabbonon sovri kisheret ma sheret loy metama bimasa. The Rabbanon hold no, that it doesn't have any hilches tume of nida. It's completely like sheretz, just like sheretz is loy metame b'masa only b'mage. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says the loy metame, so the loy metame is going on where the star is, the kula alma loy pligi the loy metame. So Rashi says what the Mashal says, the iskish l'sheret. Everyone holds that this hekish of sheret is telling us, b'sheret k'siv mage v'loy k'siv maser. So Mimela has to have some characteristics of sheret. So now the shaila is, does it have the characteristics of sheret, it's not metama, the lomdish mas of Evan Mismo, or does it have all characteristics of sheret, it's not metama, even the poshet mas, dumya de sheret. Frag the Gemara, v'Rabbi Kiva, l'may ilches iskish l'sheret. According to Rabbi Kiva, why was it hukish l'sheret? Now, we learned this Gemara, shreklach. What do you mean, l'may ilches iskish l'sheret? We just said that according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Kiva holds it is not metama bevin misma. Why not? That's the Mashal Gilset. That's what Rashi says. The iskish l'sheret. So you need Haistis, you need the Hekish L'Sheret. So what is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? So therefore Taisus wants to be Boichik the Gemara before. But we're not learning Taisus, we're learning Rashi. So what is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? So the Ritva wants to say that the Gemara's Kasha and Rabbi Kiva is, like we asked before on the Chachamim, according to Rabbi, if the whole purpose of Sheret and nida is to make it like an avela, that it's metame b'masa, and not b'evin misma. So why do you need the whole dreidel? Let it be makish to nevela. That's pshat the Gemara. Why did it say it to be makish l'sheretz, makish l'nida, makish l'sheretz, to make such an end up it's tummy like an avela? Let it say that it's tummy like an avela. So the Gemara answers l'misham shel. No, listen, you need the hekish of sheretz also. Because in the pasuk of sheretz, I know tumis mishamshim. That means if there would only be Tumas Nevele, there would only be Tumas Avodah Zarah, then you're right. So it should say, Avodah Zarah is like Nevele and finished, I know everything. But there is Tumas Meshamshin. Tumas Meshamshin is it's Tamei Kesheres. So Memele, so this Pasuk is speaking about Meshamshin also. Now let us try a little. Now let's get, what is the pasuk speaking about? Meshamshin, Avodah Zarah, it's like a, so l'chayre, pshat in the Gemara is as follows. The first pasuk, shakis t'shak tzedo, is speaking about everything. And this pasuk says that everything, sai meshamshay Avodah Zarah, sai Avodah Zarah mamish is like sheret. So this pasuk, and that I know already, sai meshamshay Avodah Zarah, sai Avodah Zarah has to meshet. That's what says this pasuk. So I know already Tumas Mage by everything. Sai by Meshamshin and Sai by those. Now I have another pasuk that tells me Avodah Zarah is like Nida. Avodah Zarah is like Nida. Now I had a previous pasuk, Avodah Zarah is like Sheretz. So Memele, now I have a problem. So I make a pshore. Avodah Zarah is like Nida and Avodah Zarah is like Sheretz. Avodah Zarah is like Sheretz, it's not Metama Bevin Misma. Avodah Zarah is like Nida. It's metame b'masa. But the same pasuk, I suppose of Avodah Zarah alone, I could have figured this out by being makish to nevela. But I need this pasuk, shaki to shakzenu, to tell me mishamshay Avodah Zarah is metame kisheret. So the pasuk of shaki to shakzenu is a part of the pasuk that is speaking about say mishamshay Avodah Zarah and say Avodah Zarah it has to mishamshay. That's enough in the pasuk. And that's true. Sai Meshamshim, Sai Avodah Zarah, have to Mesheret. Then I have a new pasuk, Tizrim Kemoido, but it tells me Avodah Zarah has to Mesnida. So Memele, in Avodah Zarah, I have a problem. I have a stira to Tuksukim, so I come to this Pshore. In Meshamshim, Avodah Zarah, I don't have any problem, because I don't even a second pasuk by Meshamshim, Avodah Zarah. So by Meshamshim, Avodah Zarah, I remain. That Meshamshim, Avodah Zarah is Metame Bemaga alone. And by Avodah Zarah, which I have these two Tuksukim, so I have this pshore. Yeah, that water is metame b'masa, not metame b'evan misma. V'rabono l'may hilchese iskish l'nide. Why is it hukish l'nide? Manido eino leivorim, avavidezore eino leivorim. So according to the Rabbonon, according to Rabbi Lezer, it is no halacha of nida whatsoever. It's only mitame b'magi, not b'masa. So what is the hekesh of nida? So the whole hekesh of nida is lekula. Ma nida eino leivorim, afa veide zoga eino leivorim. Fine. V'Rabbi Kiva. Lamai hilchese iskesh lenide, lemasa, lukshil nevela. Rabbi Kiva Rashi says, lamai hilchese iskesh lenida lemasa, lechuda, lukshe, this masa lechuda, lukshil nevela. He says, that means I could still end up with the same thing. I could have hastes, it's hukish l'sheretz and mitzmetama b'magah. It's hukish l'nevela and mitzmetama b'masah. Why did he have to say neither? Why did he have to say neither? Let him say nevela. So Gemara ain't a chenam. Elo, ma nida ain't a leivorim, afa v'idezorah ain't a leivorim. That means they had to come and tell me that it has hilchis nida l'kula. So therefore I had to bring neither ready. After brought in neither, so Mamela I have to figure it out for neither and Sheret. Fine. Schreck the Gemara, but now we're in hot water. Ho de boy Rav Chome Bar Gurya. Avoy de zore yesh no levorim ay ein levorim. Tipshit lay maho, bein le rabbonon, bein le rabbi kive, de ein levorim. It's not levorim. And for the Gemara, Rav Chome Bar Gurya, Kerabe Masni. You're right. According to Rabbi Lozor, there's nothing but the clear. Sai Rabbi Kiva and Sai Rabbi Lozor, Amoide, that Rabbi Dezor is not Metama Leivorim. No, Rav Chama bar Guria held like Rabbe. And according to Rabbe, there's no hecher. Could be the hekish l'nidus that tells us metame b'evin misma. So there's no hekish b'chal that is the coolest of nida. Or maybe it doesn't have the coolest of nida. So Rav Chama bar Guria ke Rabbe masni uboilo alivi de Rabbe Kiva. Zot Rashi, ke Rabbe masni lo, the Omer la'el, the Rabbe Kivin, Levin misma nami akshila nide, that is a hekish lanide that's matama bevin misma, le motzi la kushila nevela, so there you need the hekish to nide for heaven misma, so I don't know if you makish lakula. Boy la libe the rabbi kivim, you makish nami lin you nide the ena le vorim, oi lo. Zok the gemara baita. Meisve. Avoy de zare ki sheretz. We hear me a baraisa. Avoyde zore kisheretz, umishamsheo kisheretz. Rabbi Kiva oimer, avoyde zore kinide, umishamsheo kisheretz. So here it says, klor in the bereise, avoyde zore kisheretz. Now, bisloimele rabbi lozo neche. Oh, this is rabbi lozo, that the chachamim hold, that avoyde zore kisheretz. Elo le Rabbe Kashe. According to Rabbe is doch schwer. Rabbe says the Chachamim hold. Not about the Zohar Kisheretz. It has Dinei Nevela Kaponim. It's Metame Bemase. Here it says about the Zohar Kisheretz. Omar lecho Rabbe. So Rabbe said, Mi Alima Mi Masnis. What are you asking me from the Baraisa? In the Mishnah it says also, Eitzov Va'avonov Va'aforov metamim kisheret. It says in the Mishnah also that it's metame kisheret. Vokimno an aisep shat my kisheret. What does it mean kisheret? Le metame bevin misma. That's a kisheret. That is, it's mamish like sheret. Aisep shat in the Mishnah kisheret means that's not metame bevin misma. Hachinami le metame bevin misma. So when you learn this Gemara, it's take lochaire. Rab is doch gerecht. Was fragst du auf mir? The same thing we had in the Bereis, in the Mishnah. So what's the kasha? Let us see Tosfos. Meisvet. Avoy dezore kisheretz umishamshel kisheretz. So Tosfos, well, what did the Maksha know? Mi breise olam leila mifrich mi masnisa. Shem diktoni bo mishamshel. Mash med avoy dezore dum yede mishamshel de loy metame bemase. It's different than the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Avonov, Vaforov, and Eitzov is Metame Kisheretz. So they can't see me reinreden that Metame Kisheretz, that just like Sheretz, not Metame Bevin Mismo, so it's also not Metame Bevin Mismo. Then you can tell me what you want. I'll buy it. Avodosh neit avoidezor Metame Kisheretz, and Meshamsher Metame Kisheretz. Now, Rabbi, what is Mishamshel Metame Kisheretz? There it's Metame Kisheretz only b'magid. There's no Dintumis Masa by Mishamshel. And in the same breath, it says, Avoy Dezore Metame Kisheretz, Mishamshel Metame Kisheretz. So you see, klol, that Kisheretz means Kisheretz Mamish, just only magid, not Masa. So Tosfos was very nice for us to explain the kasher. So now that we understand the kasha, now we have to understand the teretz. So what did Rabbi answer? Rabbi answered, I told you in the Mishnah, I'll tell you the same thing over here. Zushtel. The Barai said, Avoy Dezore, Kisheretz, and Mishamsher Kisheretz. So the Ritva helped us out over here. So the Ritva says, that he says, there's a Medi Kedik in the Barai. Why didn't it say, Avoy Dezore umishamsher kisheretz? Why did it say, Avoy Dezore kisheretz umishamsher? What's that with Mavas and Schotzenboilum? So, Pshat is, it's a different sheretz. Avoy Dezore kisheretz, it's not Metame Bevin Mismo. And the Mishnah, it's not the same sheretz. Frivolous guy cash, it's two Schotzen. Because the Tana said, so the whole cash is, it says, Avoy Dezore kisheretz. Avoy Dezore kisheretz, I told you already, Pshat Avoy Dezore kisheretz. That's how the Ritva explains Pshat in the Bereise Alibe der Rabbe. It's noch mit Chesse. Sogt Rashi. Niche, diktoni le Rabbonon, according to Rabbi Lezer is good, diktoni le Rabbonon, kishere, alme loy metame bemase. Mimas nisin de meseches avay de zore, avono veitzo.
Sagt die Gemara weiter. Meismei. Nochri venochris. Anochri venochris. Agoi in agoite. Aboi de zore um misham sheo. Aboi de zore misham sheo. Hein, to pashas we will learn shat. Hein they are tomei. V'loi ha-seiton. In the Gemara, the Havamina learned ha-seiton means masoi. If you carry them, you don't become tummy. Rabbi Kiva oimer, hein ve-ha-seiton. Rabbi Kiva says that they're tummy, and if you carry them, it's also tummy. Do ha-shein bitter. So do ha-shteitach klo, that according to the Chachomim, the Tanakam is the Chachomim, Hein, which L'chayra means Magon, if you touch it, it's Tomei, V'loi HaSeitam, if you'll carry it, it won't become Tomei. In Rabbi Kiva says, Hein V'HaSeitam, that means that, Rabbi Kiva holds it some time with Masa also, but you see, Klo, that the Chachomim hold, that is not Metame V'Masa. So this is the often the Kasha and Rabbi. According to Rabbi Loza, it's gewaldig good. That's mamish what he says. Elo le Rabbi Kashe. Ama lecho Rabbi. So Rabbi
Nochis. I'll ask you. Nochi ve Nochis Nami, you also understand this hain. They're Tomei. If you touch them, you're Tomei. V'loi has Satan, but if you'll carry a Nochi ve Nochis, you won't become Tomei. That can't be. V'asanya. Daber al b'nei Yisrael, so we learn the darshan from the pasuk b'nei Yisrael metamen bezive, bein nochem metamen bezive. Period. So it's not metamen bezive. Avol gozru aleihem shekizovim lechol devreim. Aber midarabonon, every goy and goy to have a din zov. So I'm asking you, so how do you learn pshat hein v'loy ha-seiton? It doesn't make sense. There's zicher atumis masa an a goy v'agoyte. So what do we have to say? So we have to say the Breis is vergreist. And if we're making Greisen already, so then we'll take care of it. Before we see how the Greisen go, let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Hochi garsine. Nochi v'noches. Bavoy de zore u'misham shel. V'loi garsine maga nochi v'noches. We're not going to maga. Shegozu chachomim aleihem tumezov. Now Rashi says the chachomim were goyzer tumezov. Hein v'loi heseiton. Kasal kedaito heseiton mashme. What does heseiton mean? Shehustu, they were carried. Dahainu maso. V'loi kishar heseite shebeshas. The mashmoi shehatomei hisit ocherim. Usually when we speak about tumez hesed, it means the other way around, that the Zov was metaltal someone else, the Zov carried someone else. That's normally Tumas Hesed. But the Gemara now learned that Tumas Hesed means that someone carried the Zov, or someone carried the Avodah Zov. It's Bishleim el Rabbeloz Onich, Diktoni Veloi Heseita, the Mashme, the Loi Metame Bemasa. Ulekaman porich my hein. Later, Rav Ashi is going to ask Akasha, how do you translate hein? E hein tmeim koma, if hein means that they are tomei, that a nochi is tomei, that an avoidizore is tomei, pshite. Hashte heseiton tomei hein mi boy. That means if the Tana has to speak about the Hesed, if it is Tomei, if it's not Tomei, like the Chachomim, it's not Tomei, and like Rabbi Kiva, it is Tomei. If you have to dan about the Hesed, versteht sich that they're Tomei. If they're Toil, there's nothing what to talk about. Hachi boy leile misni. Magon v'loi aseiton. Mustaf mereden epis. They're Tomei, but if you carry them, you're not Tomei. They're zicha Tomei. So say, there's Tumas Magen, not Tumas Hesed. So later the Gemara is going to speak about this hein, and we can make a whole mapecha because of this. But the Vayah, we're not up to that yet. The Rabbanon said that the hein kezovim l'chol devreim. Alme mitamoi b'masa. Nochi has to be metame b'masa. The Eloi metame elo b'maga, my kezovin. So it's not kezovin. You want to say it's metame b'maga? Leime ketomei mesim. You want to say the tomei midarabonim b'maga? So they're like a tomei mes. They have an avatumei midarabonim letame b'maga. Why did he specify zovim? So why says they have to mazov? It's metame b'masa also. Ela homishabeshti. So you have to say that the bereis is vergreist. Uboile terutzi, so we have to fix it up. No, if it's vergreist, we have to fix it up. Is verabe metaretz letaimei, rabbe lozo letaimei. So now let us see how each one took care of the bereis. Ela rabbe metaretz letaimei. Now how did rabbe say? Nochi v'nochis. Hain v'heseitam v'even mismo shalahem. Nochi v'nochis ametame hain v'heseitam, if you'll carry them. V'even mismo shalahem, there's a tumis even mismo also. Avoy de zore, hi v'heseita, avoloy even mismo shalah. That's the chachomim. Rabbi Kiva oima, avoy de zore. He, v'heseita, v'even misma shalah, is also tame. It's wonderful. If you make reisen, mamish put in, rabba put in whatever he wanted to say. So mamish, it says klo, and the bereise, what he said. What's the problem? Let us see, Rashi. Zogt Rashi. V'even misma shalam galsinin. Gabi nochi v'nochis. Bein v'taretz de rabbi. Rabbi is going to speak about even misme. Bein v'drabbi leza. V'och imrini b'perik baso de meseches nide. Nochi v'nochis metamim b'even misme. So memele is always, if the zich is sticking even misme in nochi v'nochis. Metamim b'heset, metamim b'even misme. How will Rabbi Lazar say? Rabbi Lazar metaretz letaimei. Nochi v'nochis, hein v'heseitam, v'even misma shalahem. Avoy de zore, hi v'lo yeseita. V'rabbi kiva oima, avoy de zore, hi v'heseita. Mamash, he made it to order. The mamash teitach v'yerzot. Rabbi Lozor zog trashi metaretz letaimei. Avoy de zore, hi v'lo yeseita. V'lo yemaso, she'ena metame b'masa. So far, so good. We don't have any problems. Maskif lo Rav Ashi. So now Rav Ashi made a mapech over here. My hain. He says, this whole thing is episazoy, you're adding words, it's gewaldig. But how did the hain, no one took out the hain? My hain. Let us see Rashi. Maskif lo Rav Ashi. My hain, I rabbe, vi rabbe lozo, heset the bereise loshen masse mashmahu. If we will assume that heset is a loshen masse, that they were carried. Shehisitoi acherim, that others carried him. Dahainu masse. Dahainu masse. My hein veheseita. Hein veloyeseitan diktoni. Bein la rabbi kiva, bein la rabbona. What is the hein? Ila memre de hein atzmont meyim pshite. Di teurem hein heset menolo. Hochi I boile flugi, avoy de zore, hein heseita tome. Rabbi kiva oime, heseita tome. But what's the hain? The hain does not make sense. Versteht sich, if you're speaking about the hesed, so they themselves are sicher, ach, hefzi shel tumme. Elo oma Rabashi. So now let us see the Gemara. So now Rabashi makes a ma peche. Elo oma Rabashi, hochi koma. Nochi v'nochis. Bein hain shehisitu es acherim. Bein acherim shehisitu oisom. The Baraisa is speaking about two cases. They carried someone else, or others carried them. Tamei, that's Tamei. That's the uniqueness of Tumas Zov, that a Zov, that's the hesed of a Zov, that a Zov carries someone else, that person becomes Tamei. That's considered Kemaga HaZov, that with the Zov hot him in the hand, he's carrying him, is Kilo, he's touching him. Avoidezore Sheisito Acheirim Tahirim. Avoidezore will have such a case, that an Avoidezore will be carrying someone else, the Tahir. Because this is not Tumas Masa, this is a unique din of Zov, which according to the Chachamim does not apply by Avoidezore. This is Rabbis Pshat. Acheirim Sheisito Oiso. Tmeim. Acheirim that were masid, the acheirim that will carry an avodah zarah, it will be tomei. The misham sheh avodah zarah, bein hein sheisitu es acheirim, bein acheirim sheisitu eisom tohirim. By misham sheh bechlal is not tumas masa. Rabbi Kiva oimer, nochri venochis avodah zarah, בין הן שיסיתו אס אחרים, בין אחרים שיסיתו אויסון תמיים, משמשר בין הן שיסיתו אחרים, בין אחרים שיסיתו אויסון תהיר. Now let us see Rashi. And we'll understand what Rav Ashi אותו גיטון. אלא אומר Rav Ashi, הוכי קומה, איס איז Rav Ashi, the way Rashi taught us the problem was The hain, what he told me that they're tomei. Versteht sich der tomei. If you're being mefalpul on the hesed, avada givis der tomei. Elo omar Ravashi, hochi kama. Nochi v'nochis bein hain sheisitu acherim. Hainu v'hainu heseitan diktoni bo kechol hesed sheba mishnah. Heseitan means they carried someone else. Bein acherim sheisitu oisom, tahainu masa, vizeu hein diktoni bebraise. Vahochi mashme. So now Rashi is telling us the loshen. Hein veheseiton means hein, if they were carried, veheseiton, if they were massed someone else. Agav uche, when the Gemara brings down Rav Ashi's pshat, the Gemara says Shehem Isitu Acherim. What does Rav Ashi say? So it seems that the Hain means that they carried someone else, and the Seita means they were carried. That's how it seems the Loshon Gemara. And Rashi says Vaker. So the Chiddush of him is Smaira. They said Rashi is not like the Gemara. About Al Kaponim, that is not too great of a problem for some reason. Al Kaponim, so let us go back now to what Rashi is saying. Let us, Bein Acherim Shesitu Oysim, Dahein Amasa, Vizehu Hein Diktoni Bebraisa. This is the Hein. Vahochi Mashme, Hein Veheseiton, Vahochi Mashme Hein Veheseiton, the Lishna Debraisa, Maso Shehizkiru Chachomim Nochi Venochis, the Metumis Masa that we're speaking about, Nochi Venochis, Bein hein shehustu al yidei odo. Say they were picked up. Bein heseito, kloima, ma shehisitu, who they were, the ma shehisitu hein, who they carried, tmeyim. The toire zovim aleia. The zov shehusat al yidei odo. A zov that is, was carried through a person. That's the hein. Oy, he sit as odom es kol dovo timu. He's metameda. This nan we learned a mishnah in zovim kol haniso. Whoever was carried al gabi zov tomei. Vahainu hesed. This is tumes hesed. This is the normal tumes hesed that the zov carried them. V'afinu lo b'miseches nide mivikol anigei abochel ashi yetachto. We learn that from a person, "Mekol anigeya b'choil asheyiye tachtov, mekminu l'kro hosom al koch edochi koma. V'chol anigeya b'chol asheyiye hazov tachtov, tahinu nisa al gabi hazov." This person is speaking about that the Zov was carrying, the Zov was carrying something. So that is nochi v'nochis, it's hein v'haseiton. Say they were carried, or say they were mastered someone else. Avoid the zore sheisito es acherim tohoirim, the iskis l'sharetz. Lahochi shaloi tetam, loi behesed, loi be'evan misme, vali b'darabe kematal sol arvashi. That means, avoid the zore who an avodah zarah which will carry something else is not metame, because we're going now according to Rabashi, is going according to Rabbi. The Chachamim hold it doesn't have the unique dinim of hesed of a nideh, which includes evan misma and which also includes hesed. Acherim sheisituhu tuha tmeim, tahainu masa umayde rabbonim the metame b'masa the iskish lanideh. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Avoy de Zore, Nami Kenochi Venochis. Avoy de Zore is also Kenochi Venochis. Bein Shehi Sito, Bein Shehusto, Bohu Adin Levin Mismo, the Iskish Lanide. Pahochi Toni Rav Ashi Lebreise Alibe de Rabbe. This is how Rav Ashi is saying Psham de Breise Alibe de Rabbe. Nochi Venochis. Hein hamasa shalahem, if they were carried. Ve'aseiton, or they carried something else. Avoy de zore, hi hamasa shalah, v'loy aseiton. Mishamsheho, the mishamshin, loy hein, v'loy aseiton. So we're going down the line. Eistes zov, avoy de zore, mishamshin. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Nochi v'Nochis, Avoy de Zore, Sai Nochi v'Nochis, Sai Avoy de Zore, Hein v'Heseitot, Misham Sheho, Loi Hein v'Loi Heseitot. There is no Tumas Masa, and no Tumas Hesed. Umemele, that's according to Rabbi. Umemele le Rabbi Lozo, Metaritz lo Rabashi hochi. According to Rabbi Lozo, Rabashi will say as follows. Nochi v'nochis, hein v'heseiton. That's nochi v'nochis. Avoy de zore, umisham sheho, loy hein, v'loy heseiton. Avoy de zore, umisham sheho, there is no tumis masa whatsoever. There's no tumis hesed. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Nochi v'nochis, hein v'heseiton, avoy de zore, hi v'loy heseiton, de b'masa metamye, v'loy be'evan misma, dehu dumye de hesed, which is not really a tumis masa. Mishamshin loy hein v'loy heseiton. Kach nira li sugyizu. So what is Rashi saying? This is how Rashi says Pshat and Ravashi's Kashe. His Ravashi had asked a Kashe my hein. And these two words, Rashi was told us a whole Pshat, my hein. And therefore, because of this Kashe, he said that hein means to mes mas and hesed means to mes hesed, and that was the whole thing. V'loi pirshu Rabbi Seinu came. But my Rebbes didn't learn like this Pshat in the Gemara. Vahein pirshu, they said pshat in Rav Ashi's kashe my hein, that kafte de Rav Ashi ad Rabbi Kiva koi. Rav Ashi is asking on Rabbi Kiva. Now, let us look at Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, avoy de zore, he, Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Kiva said, hein veheseiton. Rabbi Kiva is speaking about Avodah Zarah. That means the Tanna Kamma speaks about Nochi v'Nochis, Avodah Zarah u'Meshamshel. Rabbi Akiva is speaking about Avodah Zarah. So now Rav Ashi is asking on Rabbi Akiva. Kafte the Rav Ashi and Rabbi Akiva koi. And what is the kasha? My hein v'loi kasha lei ela detoni lo b'loshen rabbi. V'hochi kasha lei. Rav Ashi's kasha was as follows. Kivin the Rabbi Akiva. Avodah Zarah l'chudei koi. Rabbi Akiva was only speaking about Avodah Zarah. He's not speaking about Nochi v'Nochis. He's speaking about Avodah Zarah. Amai tone hein vehesaiton. He vehesaito iboy leila misav. You're only speaking about Avodah Zarah. Now, until now we're learning hesaito means you carried it. He means tumas magir. So memeila, so why does it say hein vehesaiton? You're only speaking about Avodah Zarah. He vehesaito iboy leila misav. It should have said, Iver Seita. That was Rav Ashi's kasha. V'loi nehirali. So Rashi says, that is not the kasha. The kosha li tuve begave. If this is the kasha, I have a lot of shverkai. Chode de loy at kaftei. Not a kasha. The kiven da amoren de masnisen machsartei. We came already to the conclusion that this beraisa is chaser. Vayisufi maisfinen alo. We added a few bovis to this beraisa. Ishaper misnebo hein l'rabbe kive bein l'rabbe. So according to Rabbe, the koma Rabbe kive akulukoi. V'koma hein veheseiton. Hein veheseiton, hein veheseiton, the even misma shalem, that it's going on all tumis. We'll see in a minute. Labeleza nami koya kulu, dochi koma rabekive avoide zore, le inyen heset, tahainu masa kenochi venochis. The kulon hein veheseiton. That means Rashi means to say like this. Since we added words here, so fakert, so just like the Tanna Kamma differentiated between Nochi v'Nochis and Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Akiva is coming to say, no, there's a similarity between Nochi and Nochis and Avodah Zarah. That means, according to Rabbi, there's a moiradik similarity, that there is all Tumas Zov. It's Metame, Bedos, Masa, Behesed. According to Rabbi Loza, it has a similarity to Zov, but just like a Zov is metame b'mase, so Avodah Zarah is also metame b'mase. So what's the problem with the hein? Fakert, that Rabbi Kive is telling us he disagrees with the Tanna Kamma. The Tanna Kamma said that Nochi v'Nochis is one thing, Avodah Zarah is a second thing. I said, no, hein v'seito, fakert, they're the same. Both of them have the same halachas. Rabbi Lazanami koyakulu, the hochi koma Rabbi Kiva, avoide zore le inyen heset, the hainu masa, kenochi venochis. Vikulon, all of them, nochi venochis, avoide zore, hein veis seita. Hochi tani, that's what it says in the Baraisa. Rabbi Kiva oimer, nochi venochis, avoide zore, hein. So all these three, Nochi v'Nochis, Avodah Zarah, hein v'seita. Period. So what's the kasha? So the kasha finds it nishan. V'oid, maishne deloy miflegi, bein he see tu lehustu. Why this chilik of if they carried, or if they were carried, or they carried something else, Ella b'taretz de Rav Ashi. Why does this have to come into the b'taretz de Rav Ashi? Umay duchke liflugi bohu. Why does all of a sudden he has to speak about they were carried, they carry something else? He loved the hain de bereise mashmalei shehustu. Because the hain is doch schwer. It means that they were carried. והסייטון משמלי שהסיתו. So memele, so this Oshtik Torah of Hustu v'isitu is only the way I learn Pshat. Because Hain doesn't make sense. Not it's a Pshadigdiktik Akash of Loshin Yochid Loshin Rabim. The Hain doesn't make sense. So the Hain means they were carried. Seita means they carried something else. But according to the Rabbeisov, that there was Bechlau no problem of the Hain. The whole problem was the Loshin Rabim. So memele, why do you have to make now a whole geratschke nachilik between speaking about Hustu, Hisitu? For oit, the soif soif, betirutze de Ravashi, loy metarzat kafte. After Ravashi's teretz, it's not for emphat. The e hain, mishum mege misham shekomar. So what is the answer? That he's speaking about Mishamshim. That's the answer. He added now Mishamshim also. So Haim, Ye'idi Haim, Mishumege Mishamshel, Komal. So Haim means Avodah Zorah U'Mishamshel. Haim V'loya Seitanu. If you're going on the Mishamshim, it's Haim V'loya Seitanu. Ve'ilu Rabbi Kiva, Haim V'Seitan, Komal. Rabbi Kiva holds that it's, if you're, how can you put together Mishamshin, yes, the Kash and the Haim, so he says, going on Mishamshin. Mishamshin is not a Hain v'ha Satan, it's Hain v'loya Satan. So how can you put together, Avodah Zorah and Mishamshin? V'ya Anochi v'Nochis? If it's going Anochi v'Nochis, that's what I said. Nami have a muscle of trusik lishna kama, mayat kafte, so what's the whole kasha? So if it's going anochi v'nochi, it's the way I said to begin with, so the kasha finds sich nicht on. So therefore Rashi says the kasha was on the loshen hain, and the mele, that's why the Gemara to say what the Gemara said.